Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's a new live weekly episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman, and I am your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley. So I don't know about you guys, but things are getting weird. Why are people acting so strange, so weird? It's like there's something in the air, and you know what this is reminding me of? It's reminding me of the start of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later, right? Y'all saw that zombie movie? It starts with people behaving badly, behaving weird, and then it builds into this rage, and then rage itself becomes the disease, becomes the virus. And I don't know. I mean, it's questionable, right? I mean, there's so much stuff going on in the world, and people who, I hate to bring it up because I think everybody's talked about it ad nauseum, but you know, who would have expected Will Smith to get up and slap Chris Rock in the middle of the Oscars? I don't know that Will Smith meant to do anything to take away from, you know, that evening, that moment of celebration for everyone else, but he did. You know what I mean? Did it seem out of color for him? Some people say yes, some people say no, but it's this thing, you know, like what, like people are, you know, we're dealing with, you know, actors smacking each other. We've got people, you know, trying to open doors on airplanes because they don't agree with, you know, the flight attendants there. I mean, there are federal laws in place, folks, that we're breaking. You know, you've got people punching, you know, airport workers at the gates. We've got, you know, people are finding ways of throwing tantrums and being assholes to each other in all kinds of ways, right? I mean, like, before the pandemic, like, we all knew a Karen or a Ken, right? That's what they're calling male Karens, right? So we all knew somebody like that. We'd all had or seen one of those moments, but man, they've just kind of blown up, right? I mean, it's like you can't turn around without somebody being offended about something, and it's not just someone taking offense, it's someone reacting violently and trying to physically punish or hurt someone in the process. And so I started thinking, like, what if is this the beginning of the end? Is this 28 days later? Is this how it starts? Some of these people start acting a little funky, and then the next thing you know, someone bites someone, and then the rage spreads, right? I mean, that's the storyline of 28 days later. Sorry, spoiler alert, in case you didn't see that. So it's not just in, you know, I mean, it's so widespread. I mean, people are now talking, healthcare workers, right? There are reports now saying that, you know, healthcare workers, teachers, people working in service industries, everybody is seeing this major uptick in just violent behavior or disruptive behavior in hospitals, schools, in public offices. It's getting a little crazy, right? You know, they've got people who are, you know, just crime. If we look at the city of Los Angeles, crime is climbing through the roof and nobody can seem to do anything to kind of bring it back together. So what is all this, right? So I did a little digging and it turns out that Christine Porath, who's a business professor at Georgetown University, she started collecting some data, and it turned out that the number one reason that people were behaving rude or in uncivil ways was because they're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. They're blaming the pandemic, right? The pandemic, this idea of isolating people, of putting people kind of in this life or death, quote unquote, situation, has led to high stress, low reward situations, right? So this is what Keith Humphreys, who is a psychiatrist with Stanford University, is saying, that everybody is teetering closer to the breaking point, right? So people know people who've lost jobs, or they can't find a job, or they've lost their house, or they've lost a loved one due to the pandemic. And so Humphreys says, when someone has that angry feeling, it's because of a combination of some sort of provocation. Their mood at the time of that provocation, dear God, I've lost the will to speak today, and then how they interpret that provocation. And, you know, and it's gotten to this point now where, you know, these studies are kind of coming to the same conclusion, which is Americans just don't like each other right now, right? We're seeing more, we're seeing higher number of people drinking more. We're seeing more prescriptions for anxiety. We're seeing all of these things, all of these trends that, you know, really didn't, they weren't necessarily on the uptick before we started locking people down, right? You know, the crazy thing is that, like, it's not just the way that people were reacting, but because they're reacting so violently, right? And that's the key, right? So it's not just the people are acting out or being little monsters. People are acting out violently. Gun sales are through the roof. You know, there's such a spike in the number of gun sales, and people were saying, oh, it's because they were afraid that people were going to break into their houses during the pandemic. Or, but I mean, more people are killing each other with guns than ever before. They're reporting that in 2020, police recovered nearly twice as many firearms within that year than they did in 2019. You know, and again, most of this is coming down to the fact that people are meant to be social. We're social beings. So the idea of taking these people and kind of isolating them, that we're creating this stressful situation, this situation in which, you know, social disorders kind of occur through isolation, and that's where we're kind of becoming unconnected from each other. We don't feel the connection to our neighbors or to other people. And so once we get that disconnect, it's easy to see violence and these kind of weird situations happening. So, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, it's easy to blame some of this on mental illness, but not all of it. Some of the people who are behaving the most rashly are not people who have ever been diagnosed with a mental illness. You know, some of these are people who have just been incredibly healthy, who have dealt with stress and dealt with things perfectly fine in the past, who are now just losing their shit. Right? So my suggestion, after reading everything and looking at all of the, the facts and everything, that all the studies that are being done, it seems to me, and this is just me, this is the Robert Hensley, the truth be told Minuteman, my opinion is that we need to start getting out and we need to start seeing people again. We need to start being with and surrounding ourselves with people that we like, that we love, people that we share common interests with, and really trying to get ourselves back to that place where we can like and love each other, where we can overlook or start to feel as if we can overlook differences of opinion without flying off the handle. And I know that's difficult, you know, when you're in it in the minute. And I will admit that I have, even just this morning, kind of let things boil over to a point where some stuff was said, some voices were raised, but it just boiled over and came out. And that was, you know, and again, had I been in a position where we weren't on another Zoom call, where we were actually talking face to face and we were actually discussing things, I don't think it would have happened, to be honest. So my recommendation for everyone, what I hope everybody will do after hearing this episode today, is think about how we're reacting to and how we're, because I think that's the only way we're going to make it through. Otherwise, we're all going to end up, you know, like 28 days later, everybody's going to end up being infected with rage, wigging out, biting each other, chewing each other's ears off. And yeah, that's not cool, right? We don't want that. That's not the world we want to live in. That's not the world we want to leave for our kids or our kids' kids, or, you know, and we sure as hell don't want to, you know, there's no point in us running around acting crazy and showing our ass to everybody, right? No one needs to see that. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Truth Be Told Minuteman report for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. Remember, there are three opportunities each week to see new content from Truth Be Told. There's the Minuteman Report every Monday at 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, same time, same YouTube channel, is Bonnie Burkert with Truth Be Told Transformations. And, of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told on Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And remember, get in touch. Let us know if you love what we're doing. Let us know if there's something you'd really be interested in hearing more about. We're always happy to take your suggestions. And if you want to get in touch with me to give me some suggestions, please feel free to reach out at Report Minuteman, all one word, reportminuteman@gmail.com. And yeah, double check our website, www.truthbetoldworldwide.com, and click on shop. There are some really cool gift ideas. I know that it's Easter's coming up. If you're looking for a last minute something to stuff into somebody's basket, that might be the place to find it. Just saying, might be the place to find it. All right, folks, have a good one, and we will be talking to you soon. In a couple of weeks, the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report is going to be on the road. We're not going to be stuck here in the bunker at an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. We're going to be out and about in North America, coming to you live from wherever we feel like. So let's see where that road trip takes us. All right. Have a good one, and we will see you next week.